Oh, she said yins. Guys, she's been in Pittsburgh.
Episode 509, how's my Sarah?
Just feeling fine.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm doing so good.
That's great.
I freaking love, I mean, it was so funny you were saying that nobody's happier than me on a walk. Ain't that the truth? I love, well, maybe Bo. It's really
true.
Funny. Bo's totally, her behavior has changed a lot since we've moved here. And she, you know, I think when I was living in LA, she kind of gave up.
No!
She was just like, oh, I don't even care. I mean, she would like ask to go outside, you know, when she had to go to the bathroom. But it was like different. It was just kind of like a, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Will you let me out? Now she's like, can we go? Can we go? Please, please, can we go outside? Please, I'm dying to go outside. You never take me outside. That's what it feels like now.
She's there, like she's everybody like doing circles. In LA. Like she gave up hope.
Yeah, she totally did. She was like, oh, I mean, let's just go if we have to. And then we'll come back inside and just like plop down, you know, and she like get excited when we go outside. But she knew that there probably wasn't anything she was missing.
Aww.
Outside.
What now, does she love now? Like, what is it outside that gets her attention?
I mean, well, I let her go everywhere without a leash and, you know, cause it's, you can't hear. And, she loves trying to chase the little bunnies that she's never in a million years going to catch. It's so cute. And, she loves just all the different smells and she loves, you know, running just about 20 feet ahead of me and then, you know, turning around and making sure I'm right behind her, but, you know, smelling stuff. And we just go on walks like all the time now.
And don't you
every
feel
day.
Like
I mean,
the
like,
same way? It's just
yes.
The same feeling for you.
It is the same feeling for me. I love it. Oh,
did you get your deposit back on that old apartment?
It has not arrived to me yet. They sent it, but they sent it to, they did one of those annoying things where they're like, we're going to send it out. Tell us where you are. And then I sent it to an address I was staying at for just a little bit. And then they were
took
like,
their sweet time.
Yes. Yeah. And then I came back and it was just annoying because now, so that has to get sent to me and blah, 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 but it will. And I got every penny back, which I love because
okay,
I make sure to do that.
Well, I sure hope so.
Always
after the hell they put you through.
Take care of all your own repairs. Yes.
My God.
Yeah. So, you know, everything's, you know, looking up and I'm decorating, which always makes me so happy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We're celebrating right
really
along with you
anything.
On Instagram.
Yes. Oh, thanks. So yeah, I'm going to show you guys the process. I've even taken the first half of those videos where you like snap your fingers.
Yes.
And, like, changes. But I did like the first part. But
then you got to snap your fingers.
I got to snap my fingers and I got to wait till it's done to, you know, do the next part. But
well, we're
me.
All happy for you. I'm sure all the
thank
listeners
you.
Are very relieved that your nightmare is over.
Oh my gosh, I really do feel so much better. Like the one of the things I love about the getting older is that you know, you learn what it is that you need, what you like, what you don't like. I know exactly what I need to really be happy, and I need to be living in a place that is away from people.
You know I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, I need 16 to 20 feet from another person.
Yes, please.
That's not much to ask. Like, in a city it is. But, you know, some people love being around other people and like it. I maybe that's introvert extrovert stuff.
Do you think that you're going to be one of those people that kind of has anxiety about being back in the world again? People are talking about that a lot now.
Yeah, you know, that I think that it's important to recognize that sometimes we aren't aware of how that anxiety shows up. So even when we say, oh, no, I'm not going to be, we might do things like be a little more like maybe forget things when we leave the house because our mind is
yeah,
other places.
Preparing. Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. So things like that, I definitely am doing more of, like where I, there's a little bit of a, like feeling of, did I leave something on? Let me check the stove. Did I, you know?
Yeah.
And that's definitely anxiety from going out back, you know, back out in the world. But I have less here than I ever did in living in LA.
That's great.
Because there just aren't people.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Home Goods the other day. Shout out to Home Goods. And I got to say that because I am like extra in love with Home Goods these right now. Not an ad. Just love it.
Just love. True love.
And but if they want to sponsor me,
we really need to make that happen.
Yeah, but Home Goods is like, what, we don't do that.
We're good, Sarah.
We're good. Yeah, people are shopping here. We don't need to. And there were, no joke, like 16 people in the whole entire store. Of which there are 20 aisles.
Isn't
so
that great?
Like I didn't see another human. It was like I was there by myself. And living in a town where it just is quite, everything's shut down at like 7 o'clock. I go to the it's you'd think it's like 2 a.m. Nobody's there. And then they're looking at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's a night owl.
I'm like, it's 8. Yeah. So I love it. And I feel like it slowed me down a lot and you know. I just want to be old already. Is that weird?
My ex-boyfriend, Tim Beggy, he used to say that. He'd say, my goal in life is to be an old man. I just can't wait to be old.
Oh, I can't wait. That. And throw retirement on top of that?
By the way, I said fun. The wrong episode. We're actually 508. So if you want to not feel fine and instead feel great.
I can feel great instead. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, well, there's all the updates with me and how everything's going. How's my suits?
Oh, my God. So much better.
Oh, we are happy to hear it.
I mean.
Suze was feeling not so good.
I was having some serious health issues that if anybody can relate, I know that our listeners will, which is that when you go to the, in this case, it was the ER, but sometimes it's just a regular doctor, and you feel like you know what's going on, and you say, here's what I think it is. And they like, don't listen. And they get something in their head that it's this other thing. So it took a minute for us, days and days, for me to get a proper diagnosis and the proper medication and all that. But, I mean, it really reminded me how women, and particularly women of color, are not listened to often in healthcare settings and how just heartbreaking that can be.
Yes.
And how hopeless it can make you feel. So I'm just thankful that it got remedied and I'm on the mend now.
Yeah.
Things are much better.
Oh, gosh. That's such a good point about the intersection. Like, it is so bad. It's so important.
I mean, there's so many studies that they've done on it and about how the pain is not believed and stuff like that. And you know,
it's awful.
So I'm just thankful that I got the care that I needed ultimately, but I know for people that have been dealing with it for years and how frustrating that can be and scary.
Mm. And it's a place where, I mean, and even with what it's so vulnerable, you know, you're already vulnerable in one way and now you're vulnerable in other ways. It's just like, that's the place where you should feel safe.
Yeah. And whenever you do get it sorted, though, I'll tell you, as Sarah said when we got on the phone, like, I feel reborn, and you really do have a new appreciation for your health whenever you start to feel better. So that's a nice feeling, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
By the way, I keep getting messages from dental hygienists because I constantly am talking about flossing. And they are cracking me up. Like, they give me all these tips and tricks.
Tell us anything that you want to share.
They were just telling me how, you know, I think they even tweeted at you too about how like your menstrual cycle can affect whether your gums bleed in an appointment and stuff like that.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
That was so interesting.
Yeah. Like there's so many things we don't understand about our body. So it's fun to learn from our listeners who know much more than I do. But it also reminded me to encourage you guys to try Quip. And I wanted to ask you, have you tried their new mouthwash yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
But I love mouthwash.
You are going to love this. Okay. So
I love how excited, because I don't feel like you shared near the enthusiasm that I had for the gum. And it's because you love mouthwash.
I love the gum. I love the mouthwash. The mouthwash that they have is concentrated, which I love because it's more sustainable to ship and everything.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so then you put it in the bottle and you dispense it, and then you just add a little water to it, which I think is so genius. And it is great. And
yeah, why are we putting things in those big old bottles if we're just going to add water
to
it anyway?
Exactly. And I read an article about how using mouthwash helps prevent acne when you use a mask.
What?
Because people are breathing in that mask, and then they're getting maskne, like along their jaw.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
me.
If you use
mouthwash,
it helps because, you know, it kills bacteria, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
How cool is that? Anyway.
Well, there you go. I'm definitely using that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Quip is great because they have everything for your oral hygiene needs, toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, gum, now mouthwash. They send you refills on the heads for your brush. It looks great in your bathroom. I can't say enough good things. You know how I feel about dentistry. If you go to getquip.com/candy right now, you get a free plastic dispenser with any refill plan. That's a free dispenser at getquip.com/candy. It's getquip.com/candy. You can find the Quip electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and more in the oral care aisle at your local Walmart as well now. So Quip is the good habits company that you are going to love.
I love it.
Yes, me too.
Ah,
anyway.
My mouth feels fresh.
What should
we talk about?
All
right, so I want to give a shout out to our badass bitch of the week.
Okay.
That I have chosen after I saw such a good documentary that I, you know, it's great when you like turn on, like I had the, one of those moments where I was like, I don't know what to watch. And it came up and it was like, oh, I'll just put it on in the background. It sounds like maybe it'll give me some information for the podcast or something like that. So the woman's name is Amelia Brodka. She is a female skateboarder and she made a documentary that was so freaking good. It's called Underexposed, a women's skateboarding documentary.
Hmm.
And she, this came out in 2013, or she did it in, oh gosh, it was a long time. It was 2013, I think.
Where did you
and
see this?
I saw it on Amazon, on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely watch it. It was so good, but I'm going to give you like all the highlights because we have to talk about it, and it's so fantastic.
Tell me.
So this has just kind of been a subject that has been, well, I mean, this issue has been on our minds forever, but especially recently, like the inequality in women's sports has been something that we didn't even talk about that on here yet.
That keeps coming up with like March Madness and the weight rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was shocking. I couldn't believe you saw those videos. Everybody's seen them now,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Yeah.
Of the discrepancies between the female and male meals.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so before I even get into this documentary, I was at a restaurant the other night and it was a big game for the women's finals. And I couldn't believe how many men walked by and stopped and like made a big point, were really into it.
Okay.
And so I asked and I was like, are you normally like, do you like this? Like, are you normal? And they're like, oh yeah, this. And they gave me like the info of like, oh, this is this and this and you know, this player and blah, blah. I'm like, so you actually, you know about this. You enjoy, they're like, oh yeah. I was under the impression that there were no fans, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. And so that's why. So that's like, you know, in the back of my mind and something I'm kind of like, you know, chewing on this week.
Yeah.
Then I put on this documentary. And it was so, it made a lot of things really clear. So there is very little, if not almost zero, female representation in skateboarding.
Hmm.
It is, this whole documentary is about women and the visibility in the industry.
Hmm.
And it starts by these, you know, skateboarder, these big names in the industry, people who are like, owners are like, you know, professional skaters, or they're like editors of like Thrasher magazine and all this stuff. So like these big names, and they're talking about how women should be, not only should they be in this sport, but they're built to dominate this sport.
Oh, wow.
They are built for this sport. Their body size, like they are really good. And it's this woman's story, this woman, Amelia. And at the time I think she's probably like 18 or 19 in the documentary. And she decides to make this film because she loves skateboarding more than anything, and she is so good. And she says, she talks about like just her journey to become a skateboarder. And when she was about 12 years old, she was like hanging out with her, you know, brother at the skate park and everything. And, you know, she sees all of her brother's friends skateboarding, and she's like, I want to learn how to do that. And right off the bat, what do the boys say when girls want to do anything that is quote unquote a boy's thing?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Right.
So she gets the message from her own brother that,
wow,
I could do that. And then, so she had it. She was like, I want to do this thing, but I guess I'm not, I guess it's not for me.
Aww.
So she goes, right? Already. Hate it. So she goes to, because her brother loves skateboarding and everything, she goes to this skateboarding event with them. And lucky for her, she sees a couple girls who are competing or in the contest. And she goes, wait a sec, they can do it.
Yeah.
I guess I can do this. And it was her seeing other women, just a couple, that even gave her this idea that she can do it.
Yeah.
So she becomes obsessed with skateboarding. And it's really cute how she describes how her family used skateboarding to get her to do anything. Like, she was, if she got good grades, mom would take her to the skate park. She got to this, she would get entered in this contest. And how when you find something that a kid is passionate about, you really can use it for, like, that. What a great lesson.
Yeah, like
it can
propel you in every area of your life.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You have to see this documentary just to see this woman and her. I mean, she's a girl. She's like a little. So, I mean, you know, to me, she's little. To all of us, she's little. And she's just got such a good attitude about it, and this can't quit fight. And so so here she is, working really hard to become a skateboarder, and she's entering in contests, and it is just like roadblock, roadblock, roadblock. For guys, they're getting paid, they're getting sponsorships, they're like, there's an amateur circuit, a pro circuit. They don't even have to enter in contests to be able to make money. The photographers just show up and they take pictures. Volcom, for example, like any of these brands,
right.
Volcom, Zero, Birdhouse, whatever you want to, anyone you can name. They, for their marketing photos or their campaign photos or any photos that are advertising their clothes, they use the male skateboarders.
Yeah.
When they're advertising the female clothes, they pay models.
Wow.
So I didn't even think about that.
That's
the
sick.
Money that should be going to the females for being the ones wearing the clothes.
Nope.
So the males who skateboard get their photo taken in the clothes and they make all the money. The females who skateboard do not. And also, I think that it had a lot to do, and they kind of hinted at this in a really, like, annoying way, the guys who were being interviewed, and she did such a good job interviewing them, that sometimes the women who are really good at skateboarding don't look like the models.
Wow.
And, uh-huh. And there's one female that is there. It's such a great example of the Smurfette principle, where it's a group of men and one woman. So it's like these guys got it in their head that like, oh, well, we just have to like check the box and have one woman there.
Yeah,
so there's a female skater named Alyssa Steamer, and she's like, I mean, I knew her name before this documentary. She is the only female player in all the games. She's like, and she's a queer woman, and I think she identifies as gay. I'm pretty sure she uses female pronouns, but they all say that she skateboards like a guy.
What's her name?
Alyssa Steamer.
Okay.
And she is amazing, but they even talk about how they accept how she skateboards because she skateboards like a dude.
Wow.
And she kind of fits into that world.
What do you
and
think that means, though, to skateboard like a dude?
Well, every question you have, she did a great job unpacking and exploring because she asked him all that too. And it was so interesting. They said that women, you can tell there's this little bit, well, first of all, a lot of how they skate is much more poetic and like fluid and like.
How boys like, do?
No, women.
Oh,
that's
right,
how, like women skate.
Okay.
Men, it's more.
Athletic.
Like. Yes, yeah. Athletic and kind of rigid and more control. Like they're hitting everything is very sharp and very like, and women is more fluid.
Hmm.
But the other thing they said is that there's a little bit of like a hesitation or a thought with the woman. When they skate, it's, I want to do this and be good, but I don't want to get hurt.
My dad, when he was a bus driver and he would train us to drive, he would always say that women tend to stutter on the road, like they second guess themselves, which can be dangerous. And he wasn't saying it as like this is an inherent trait. He was trying to say it's like we're almost trained to second guess ourselves all the time.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. I mean, gosh, it's really interesting. I mean, I can't recommend it enough.
That's so cool.
And I really want to follow up with her because I checked her out. She's on Instagram. She only has like, I thought she was going to be like a big deal.
Right.
And like this documentary, she's got like 20,000 followers, which is still a lot. But like for a female
compared
pro skateboarder who has like this. So some of the other things that I want to highlight that were so like interesting.
Yeah.
And
some
of them very cringy. So one, they were talking about one skate brand, like company owner, was talking about how they started putting female riders, like, you know, they started doing events with female riders and they started like including females more.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this down because this was his quote. Then he said, the owner of the company said it was controversial to put the female on the team, to put her on the team.
Mm.
His quote was, kids couldn't deal with it, and I got tons of letters.
Okay.
Kids? Nope. You mean boys.
Right.
You do not mean kids, because the girls were not writing you saying, oh, I can't believe you put a female on the team.
Yeah.
How dare you? So the fact that he classified the males as I'm watching this going, I need him to explain that to me right now. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, this guy doesn't even fucking see how he just said the kid, like referred to the collective, like all kids, and was definitely only talking about men. Oh my God, I need to take a deep breath because I'm all raging.
Well, let me say this then while you take a breath. One thing that is definitely meant for women is the awesome app called Dipsy, which can help ladies especially get in the mood for some hanky panky, or maybe just to, you know, get your motor running on your own, because Dipsy has sexy stories designed to turn you on. They have characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. So it's like sexy time, but just like specifically for the feminine mentality. They release new stories each week. There's always more to explore. You take a quiz when you sign up so that you can say, here's the kind of stories that I'm into. So it can help mm-hmm. you like get in the mood if you want to be with your partner, or it can mm-hmm. help you like, you know, maybe a little bedtime dreamscape. Who knows? Yes. For listeners of our show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/braincandy. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/braincandy. Dipsystories.com/braincandy. Get in the mood, people.
Yes.
Yeah, it's infuriating. Okay,
so isn't it infuriating? So it's just so fantastic and so interesting, and she did such a good job. And so there... how it works in women's skateboarding is, in order to become sponsored or maybe be at the top or maybe be in a magazine or something like that, you have to win contests. Okay. You have to like be in the pro circuit, and you have to, you know, win at the X Games and stuff.
Okay.
So that's what all these women do. They're training and they're training. Now, they're getting no money for sponsorships. They're basically like paying out of pocket for all this stuff. They're trying to do whatever they're doing in their regular life and also skateboard on the side.
Both,
right? Meanwhile, the guys get to just show up at the park, skateboard, and they don't have to think about anything about that. They just skateboard, and then they take pictures, and that's it. And so these women are working hard. You know, this gal, Amelia, she's, like, training. She's working with a personal trainer to get her body in shape. She's, like, doing all the stuff. It's like 2 weeks before the event. She's stoked. She's definitely going to win. She got invited as an alternate to the X Games the year before. So she's like, okay, this is it. I got invited as an alternate. This year, I'm in it. 2 weeks before, they motherfucking canceled the women's event.
Why?
Just because. Who knows why? Because, and then, they interviewed one of the judges from the event. Like, and this motherfucker, he goes, you know, he goes, I wouldn't be too disappointed. This isn't what skateboarding's all about. Oh, really? For a professional?
Shouldn't get.
Oh, my.
They didn't even give a reason why they canceled it. What?
I would have written that down. They said girls are usually just happy they got invited to the event.
There's
no prize money. Sometimes they get lunch.
Sarah.
These are direct quotes.
Sarah.
I know. And so one of the things that they said in this documentary was that there was one guy from, I think he's from Birdhouse, and he was like, you know, it really doesn't make sense, because we have a lot of women, like a lot of young girls who come out to these events, and they're there. We see them. They're definitely female skateboarders. They want a ride. They want, you know, but what happens is the people who are in the offices, the people who are running the companies, they are white dudes who are skateboarders themselves, who, like, you know, they used to be, you know, pro skateboarders in the 90s, and now they're like, it's the same dudes club. It's a small group. It's a small club of the same, you know, it's the same story. And they don't even think that, and when they'll make a women's skate shoe, and they'll just take the shoe and like throw pink on there. And it's like, oh, it must be.
It infuriates me.
They said the only female skate shoe that ever did really well was Alyssa Steamer's, because you couldn't tell it was a female skate shoe. It just looked like she was into hiking, and it kind of looked like a hiking shoe, and it was all black, and it did really well. Well, because we don't want to buy, women who are skaters don't want to buy the bubblegum pink, like,
right.
It's so, I feel like it's just so important to see, and I want to have her on our show. I want to interview her. She's cool, but you know, I was like, I get nervous, because I'm like, oh, what if she doesn't like me? I'm like,
so weird. That's adorable.
I know. That's, I'm like, I need Susie. Susie will contact her.
Everyone likes you.
Oh my God, you're so sweet.
Never been a problem.
I know.
Well, at the end of the documentary, sort of, what was the takeaway? Like, was there any hope offered?
Nope.
So, okay, so it wasn't like, but things are changing.
Nope, they're not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... No.
But that was my fault, because that's why I was like, what? Because I thought I was going to go on here and, like, that everything was going to be different. Like, I was going to go on her page and it was going to be like, right, she's so famous from this and now look at all the women. But it was like,
nope.
And I want to know if I, that's why I want to interview her, because I want to know if she has seen it change in the past 9 years or 8 years.
Well, if it's anything like the rest of the world and the professional like fields, it's probably worse after the pandemic. Everything is for women.
Yeah.
In the professional world.
Yeah.
Damn.
And she even did like a little experiment in this. It was so well done, and you could tell she like did this. It was like her producing, like maybe like her and her family like putting this out. Like, it's just like, it's so good. But she couldn't figure out why they were having the models, like choosing the models, and how it's almost like a slap in the face, really.
Of course.
To skateboards, like, and to the little girls, and they look at the image and it's like, you know, some supermodel like holding a skateboard or posing with it in a way where she clearly doesn't know what she's doing. And then what that shows, and then it cuts to like these little girls who are like sexy posing holding a skateboard because they think that that's what they're supposed to do. And it's just like, no.
Yeah.
And then you pair that with like what we saw in the Britney Spears documentary, and it's just like, we got a long way to go. So I just really, really recommend that. And
that's a bummer, though.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It really, really was.
A company that's doing great things for kids that encourages women and boys, or I should say girls and boys, to learn is KiwiCo. They have really great boxes that promote STEM, and kids don't even know that they're learning because the projects that they send to do are so much fun. They will discover science, like you can build a walking robot and see how high they can make a rocket fly, things like that. And it all comes right to your door, and you can do it with the kid in your life, or you could give it as a gift to a kid that you know. It's just a great subscription service that will encourage your kid to learn and have fun. And I just love that, whether you're a boy or a girl. And you can, there's no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime. And they have a deal for our listeners. There's no telling what a KiwiCo kid can do. Kickstart curiosity, creation, and innovation in kids today and discover a brighter tomorrow. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BRAINCANDY at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code BRAINCANDY. I do them with Lincoln, and we have so much fun. And you can even tinker around with them and make them your own, too. You can go off the directions, or you can
wing it. Color outside the lines.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
We all need a little creativity in our life,
indeed,
too. Yes. That was one of the things they said women were better at, is that they are very creative in how they skateboard, and it's like ballerinas, like,
that's beautiful. You
know, the other thing that was so beautiful, they opened the documentary by having women just describe what they love about skateboarding.
Oh,
having a woman describe something that's a male-dominated sport and looking at it through the eyes of a woman that isn't something you often get to do, it's described in a way that makes you think of skateboarding in a totally different way.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so cool. This woman's like, it really is like I'm a ballerina and I get to, you know, create this beautiful routine and dance along the edges. And there were so many like feeling words.
Oh.
And I was like, God, I love women. This is, they just, women. They way, I do. It's just like, yeah, leave it to us to kind of describe, you know, things that in a way that sounds
that's
so beautiful.
Cool. That's a good tip because I haven't even heard that documentary.
Yeah, me neither. So, yes, I really liked that. What else did I want to talk to you about today? Well, I feel like we have to talk about this, or I really want to, because it like popped up so fast as this controversial thing. The Khloe Kardashian picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What a scene.
What is, talk about the Barbara Streisand effect in full effect.
Yes.
Holy guacamole.
Yes. What is the, give the story and then we'll discuss.
Okay. So, a friend of the family released a photo, or like the Kardashians and some friends that were at the pool and hanging out like you do. And Khloe poses in this very, like, you know, just like regular by the pool picture, like, I don't know, peace sign or something like that. And she's in her bathing suit and it looks great. Amazing. And, then this friend of the family posted it on, I don't know where, but on maybe on Instagram or something like that.
I thought it was on Khloe's account, and I thought it was by an assistant, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, maybe that's, maybe it was on her account. I didn't know if it was on her account or not. Oh, that's a very important part of the story to know. But, so it got posted, and it was on, it wasn't like color corrected or lighting or anything. It was just normal and natural. And all of a sudden, her whole PR team and that whole world gets like, I don't know what happened, where they were like, oh no, you shouldn't have posted that, and do their best to scrub the internet of this photo. Even so much as like Kim Kardashian herself saying, like, her response was, oh, can you please, can you delete that photo? It was really unflattering lighting.
Wow.
Who the fuck cares?
Yep.
Who cares? And how hypocritical to be like, oh my God, you have to take that down, when you're using phrases like, we accept all bodies in advertising for your own brand.
Yep.
Explain it to me.
Well, I felt the same way. And then it was worsened when I saw the statement she put out today about it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Khloe put out fucking diatribe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it was very like, woe is me. I've lived in the shadow of my more beautiful sisters, and I am constantly being criticized.
Marsha.
Yeah. I'm the ugly one. I'm sick of hearing about it. And I have so many insecurities as a result of all this, you know, criticism. And no. I should have the right to determine how my body's portrayed and all that jazz. And I just found it really interesting that the way that she was describing the pressure to look perfect, it was a complete lack of self-awareness about the ways in which
she's creating that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, what do you can't complain about something that you're perpetuating.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I just am.
What could you imagine?
It's a complete lack of self-awareness. How can you not see that you are part of the problem?
How can you? I mean, are they not in therapy? And does the therapist feel like they just need to tell them what they want to hear? Like, get a new therapist.
It's not that she's wrong. She shouldn't be criticized for her body. That's true.
Right.
I agree. But she said, I love a good filter. I love good lighting. And I love an edit here and there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It also is like, to me, not fair when it's like, you're doing edits in real life too.
Right.
And I'm all about like, do whatever you want to your body.
Yeah.
But like, let's not pretend that she hasn't had a ton of liposuction and
everything.
I can tell. Yeah.
And hey,
everything.
You know how I feel. Go for it. I love a filler. I love Botox. I get plastic surgery.
Yes.
Whatevs. But I'm not sitting around here trying to pretend like it's all real, number one.
Right.
And number two, the like pity party that you're having when you're spending your billions on basically reinventing the nature of your own physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the hypocrisy is insane.
It's absolutely insane. And, you know, I just was looking at some of her statements she made, and or some of the quotes, and it says, My body, my image, and how I choose to look and what I want to share is my choice. It's not for anyone to decide or judge what is acceptable or not anymore. Okay, it's not acceptable for anybody to judge. If you were not in the public set, if you were a regular person,
mm-hmm.
but when you are almost...
You can't commodify your body.
Right. And then say, don't judge it.
Yeah. Right.
You're putting a price on it. You're commodifying it.
Right.
Absolutely. And then you want us to be like, oh, and I can't even
the other
begin
thing is,
to understand
okay,
that.
So people have called her like the ugly Kardashian or whatever. Okay, that's painful. I can only imagine what it is like to hear the things she's probably hearing every day. But how about being the smart one? Or the funny one, or the kind
right.
one, or the generous one,
right.
or the educated one. Right. Why are they all right. chasing the same carrot?
And good luck, because that shit, it runs out.
Yeah.
That is, you are chasing the wind.
Yes.
What are you going to do when you are 50,
mm-hmm.
60, 70? You have, this is such a small percentage of our life that we actually spend in that, like who the fuck cares? It's so backwards. We need to not care about any of this.
Yep.
Oh, and I hate it. It really is so, like,
it just feels like having your cake and eating it. Like, if you get all these benefits from the selling of your body, which is what they do,
yeah,
then I'm sorry, but there is a downside to it.
Yeah.
And it's like she
Absolutely.
Doesn't want the downside. Like, you're participating
yeah.
in a fucked up system, and you're perpetuating
right.
it, but then you're mad about it.
Yes. It doesn't make... It really makes it hard to just be a regular woman.
Mm-hmm.
Even with, like, you know, accessibility and, like, the like... You know, if I wanted to, I could get plastic surgery or whatever. And there's this feeling of like, well, should I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have that feeling. I shouldn't have that feeling because I know it's not something I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. It just, it's not, it feels like it's this pressure that I didn't create or I don't want, but I feel like is there all the time because of people who spend a crazy amount of money getting themselves to look different and then saying, this is what beauty is, and then making all of us think, well, maybe I need to do that in order to, like, be beautiful. Like, you could be the most self-aware, like, I don't know, stable person out there. Not like I am, but, you know, could be. And you'd still have that thought of, God, am I supposed to do that? It's like, right?
Absolutely. It's just like, I am all for people doing whatever they want to make themselves look how they want. But then
right.
don't complain about some abstract societal construct that you are you're propping up.
And it would be one thing if you came out and were like, this is what I got done. Boop, 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 boop. This
right,
is it.
Right,
and
right,
this
right.
is everything. And you too can look like this if you get that done.
But that's not what's
happening here.
I'll tell you what is happening is I am getting hydrated in a big way from Huzzah. If you guys are watching our lives,
oh, so
you see
good.
How much I love
yeah.
them. Oh, my God. These are carbonated drinks that have mm-hmm. probiotics in them. And as you guys know, I've been having health issues, and probiotics are part of my plan for wellness to get my body running properly. And so I'm all about it. I want a healthy gut. But they taste delicious. They're exhilarating, and you just get them out of the fridge and crack one open, and you are a happy camper. They have really yummy flavors, raspberry and lemon, strawberry and hibiscus. My favorite is juicy pear. They only have 3 grams of sugar and 15 calories, so much better than soda. It's just great for summer and spring. You guys will love it. It'll help you feel like that seasonal happiness. Get your cooler ready and stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code BRAINCANDY for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code BRAINCANDY at 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com. I am like obsessed with probiotics, so
yeah,
this is whole plan. Yeah.
Yes. Good for you.
Yeah.
And the pear one is my
favorite. For real, like, I'm probably going to get annoying. You know how people, whenever, like, they're on the, like, a new wellness path, they get really annoying and talk about it all the time? I'm going to be that person. Just
that's fine.
Consider yourself warned.
Oh, I love hearing that kind of stuff.
I just feel like...
From you, especially.
You know, in addition to the health stuff I'm dealing with, like, I think everyone has this sense of, like, okay, it's springtime. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. The world is opening up. There's hope. And I just want to be on top of it and be in good health and good spirits and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when you start getting one part of your life healthy, it feels like, well, okay, let's start getting other parts healthy too.
I mean, if I'm not careful, I'm not going to be a curmudgeon anymore, and it's going to be super weird.
Oh my gosh. Then we're like, our roles are going to switch. I'm going to have to start getting bigger.
Yeah, you need to be more like Oscar the Grouch, and I'll be Big Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, do I have anything that I need to be angry or bitter about? Oh, I do want to, this is not things I am angry or bitter about, but I wanted to make sure I give you guys this. I wanted to give a little sample, like a preview, or what do we even call it?
Like a teaser? A
teaser. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Susie's like, oh, now I know what we're talking about. on our Patreon, I was cleaning out, in my house, I was cleaning out my box that had all my journals in it. And I have the journal, or found the journal, from when I was on The Real World.
I can't.
And I was thinking how fun it would be to do dramatic readings. On Patreon.
Dramatic readings.
Pages, because they have to be, of pages from this journal that I wrote when I was 21 years old.
Jesus.
While I was on The Real World.
Did you read any of it yet, or did you just...
I have only read the first page.
Tell me what
which
the
is the one I'm
going to
read.
Tell me.
Read.
Oh my God, you're going to read it right now?
I'm going to read you. Read it to you right now.
Okay, this is exciting.
So.
Oh God.
"'Twas the night before the
Wait. You're lying right now.
Nope.
And
I will show you. The best is that every page is decorated. So I wrote "'Twas the night" all fancy before, and then "Real World" like "Real World" is done on the the "Real World" font.
Oh God.
Uh huh.
Sarah.
Already, like, because also remember, this is Sarah as she's like, I'm.
Oh God!
Oh my God! I'm going on a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really like thinking like, I was a little too big for my own.
No, listen. Let me dispel you of any shame you may have, because my journal from this time, I was 18 and I was a very different person, and I remember saying things like about how I wanted the Lord to use me and. Like, so whatever silly things you wrote, mine are worse. But I have to say, I did not see the "'Twas the night" coming.
All right, "'Twas the night before Real World." I mean, Sarah.
Does it say the date? What was the date?
Yes, 8-10-08.
Oh my God, that's my birthday. Okay. 8-10-08, "'Twas the night before the Real World." Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Oh my God, I thought your birthday was the 10th. And then when we were doing the thing for the contest for Patreon, somebody said 11th, and then I think we gave to somebody who said that.
Yeah, I know.
But that
what
was
you
not
mean.
Right.
No, yeah, it's the 10th.
Okay, because I had like a whole week where I was like, do I not know
feeling.
Her birthday?
Right.
And then I was hanging out with somebody else, and we were talking about birthdays. Maybe it was the astrologer. And I was like, no, her birthday is. And then I paused and I was like, the 11th?
Oh,
but
no.
It's not.
That's
I knew
funny.
That. Okay. Stick to that was funny. Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
Yes.
So then I, you know, would know. I would have been a day late, which would have been so sad. Okay. It's finally here.
Oh Lord.
Go time.
No.
After almost 7 months of waiting. I say 7 months because it was January 1st when I auditioned. Wow. I'm actually on my way to Brooklyn. That's a terrible use of the word actually, Sarah. I hate that. Oh, this is also funny. I'm actually on my way to Brooklyn, New York. Good thing I specified which Brooklyn I was talking about. So we weren't confused. So obvious I'm not from New York when you read that. To be the next in line to call themselves a real worlder.
Oh my God.
But as excited as I am, I'm also sad. Leaving behind a boyfriend is so much harder than I ever expected. Though we've had our fair share of troubles along the way, the last 3 months and living together has been wonderful, and I'm just as in love with him today as I was 6 months ago, which makes me 100% certain that we'll make it through the real world, too.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned to see if we do.
Stay tuned. Sarah.
Is that funny or what?
Do you feel connected to this person?
Oh, my God. I feel like I want to hug her and also, roll my eyes at her.
Bless her heart.
Oh, and I have everything in here. I have in here a note that was my mom's friend who was the first AD on a job that I did because my parents were in the film industry. So I was working in the film industry before I left to go be on the other side of the camera. It says he was a first AD on my last job. He gave me this note. Some people to know and a few places to go from a real New Yorker. And it says, advice, wear sunglasses. First of all, some people, Zeta Silverman. I have the number of a Zeta Silverman in New York from my mom's friend, Randy. And then Glenn Mordici, who are and it's cousin on the Upper East Side. Hilarious that I have this note near. Advice from him, wear sunglasses on the subway. Don't look at weirdos. Always be aware of your wallet and fake some commotion, and never take out a map in public, and don't act like a tourist, and have fun.
Oh, my God.
And go to Nathan's on Coney Island.
I mean, I agree with that.
Oh, God. I have so much fun stuff. I, don't even want to cheat to look ahead. Because I even, you know what else fell out of here? Obama 08 pin.
Oh,
if that isn't fucking cool to have. I didn't even know I owned this.
It's like a time capsule.
It is a time capsule. There's so much stuff in here. I'm going to go through all of it. Oh, my God. I drew a blueprint.
You didn't.
Of the floor, of the building.
That
of
is so cool.
Where everything is. Because I knew they were going to destroy it later. And so I wrote down where all the things were. Wow, that's fun.
That is impressive.
Oh, yeah, this is cool. And you guys have to, so check it out. Join us on Patreon and you can find out if I stay together with my husband
through the real world. Patreon.com/braincandy is where all that stuff lives.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sarah and I are constantly having conversations about how and when to talk about reality TV because it's so fraught. And I go through different phases about whether I want to talk about it, how I want to talk about it. So that's why it lives behind a paywall.
Yeah, exactly. In a place where we can kind of pick and choose what stuff we get to talk about on there.
Oh my
But God. Exploring the younger version of myself and what, and this is firsthand, I know that I talk in that journal about what I was thinking, as the real moments went down, what the producer, what the camera people were doing, what the producers were asking me about. I mean, it's more behind the scenes than anything I could recount or retell in, recalling it.
Right.
There's a lot of R words in a row. Yeah, so I can't wait to eat it. I mean, I'm tempted, but I like don't want to spoil any of it. I want it to all be like the first time, like, you guys are all seeing it with me. Yes. So I'm like staring at it like, oh, like it's a book that's in it. Oh, I'll take a picture of it to just show you what it looks like.
Yeah.
So you can see what we're dealing with here. Cause it's real fun. I wish I had this much time and energy, these days to do stuff like
What's
that.
What's the longest period of time that you went without journaling as an adult?
Now.
Okay.
Now, like 2-3 years.
Oh, wow.
Grad school really threw me off.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
That once I, because I was like, ugh, I'm writing so much for, I was just writing all the time. And you know, like you do in fucking grad
yeah.
school. And all the stuff I'm writing about is the, like analyzing humans, people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, like processing stuff. That's what journals are,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I was kind of already doing that. So I think probably 2 or 3 years. What about you? Are you, do you write in a journal?
No.
Why do I not know that?
No, I don't. I did when I was on the show, but not typically. And then I started.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Journal?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh, Sue.
Yeah, I'll have to read mine too. Although, as I said, mine would be far more embarrassing.
Oh my God.
It's,
that is funny.
Because I really was a girl. I mean, I was 18. And
I think it's not as embarrassing as you think it is. I mean, it is, but it's like only to you.
Well, yeah, because
I
mean, I'm not
I just sent
like
you some pictures
anymore.
Of what some of these pages look like. So you can see what. Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Let me see.
I can't wait to show.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I have like playlists, like, oh, I called them Brooklyn Beats. I wrote down all the songs that we were listening to at the time and the stuff that the music that was, you know.
This is
oh my
crazy.
God, this is so funny. Isn't that cool?
She like cuts stuff out and like tapes it in there. And I mean, it's
yeah,
very
my
artistic.
Plane ticket, my,
Bless you.
Thank you, Suze. So, yes.
Let's wind it down.
Let's wind it down.
We're mad about skateboarding. Oh, I know that.
We are, yes, mad about skateboarding, but Amelia Brodka is our badass bitch of the week.
Yes.
Yep. We are also just disappointed.
Yeah, we're not mad. We're disappointed.
We're disappointed.
We're not mad, Chloe.
Just about everything. Yes. Yes. Oh, gosh.
I mean... The Kardashian thing is deserving of its own sort of scholarship and everything because they have influenced culture so much. But that's why this sort of thing where she acts like she has no agency, you know, she's just like a victim of the environment is so insane.
So insane. Because if you wanted to, you could disappear and you could not like... It's there's a flip side to every you can't have all the good and none of the bad, you know.
You remember in the Lori Gottlieb book, Maybe You Should Talk to Somebody or whatever it's called, how she talks about how people often will talk in therapy and complain about this their circumstances and this prison that they see themselves in, and they don't realize that they could just walk around the bars and that the bars are their own. Doing like that's how I feel about this. Like you're imprisoning yourself. I don't. How do they not see it? I do not know.
I don't know either. Oh gosh, it does. It is deserving of its own. Like it needs to be. It's crazy how it did change culture.
Yeah,
so much, and it all started with a fucking sex tape.
I mean,
that's the crazy part. Is that the? Is it that you just start when you start on that, when that is the
right? That's the foundation,
and it's not even like that. Like it's intentional. It. I wonder if it does something like in the back of your mind, you know that, because I'll always say, you know, when I'm working with clients or anybody, but it's like, I'm not. I don't want to talk to you. I'm talking to your brain. The brain is the one when I say don't think of pink elephants. The one. Thinking of them, even though I said don't.
Yeah.
You can't control that. The automatic thing that happens, even though it's not what you want. Mm-hmm. I'm saying don't do that. And you can tell yourself all you want to not think of that. Your brain's like, not think of what? You mean pink elephants?
Yeah.
Like these?
Uh-huh.
And so we like it's just doing stuff mm-hmm. and running in the background. And this is not winding it down at all. This is definitely
we're winding it up.
We're winding it up. But right. we just have to I just feel like somewhere that part, that dumb brain got the message in this family that, well, I guess the only thing that sells is sex.
Yeah. And I get that the message keeps getting reinforced and that's what's
right?
valued. I get it. But somebody needs to go in there and be like, guys, there's an intervention needs to take place.
I thought that Rob and what was going on with him was going to be
no. Yeah.
Enough.
Right.
That's sad.
It is. I hate it all.
Yeah. Well, if anybody in that family is looking for therapy or any help, I am available and I'm excellent at confidentiality.
That's true. It's annoying.
I will sign. I don't even need to sign an NDA. I just have basic rules of being a therapist.
That's right. So there you go.
To keep me in line.
Call us.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, people. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that show. You got this far, so you must be a hardcore podcast fan. We'd love to invite you over to our podcast, Twinning at Life. We'll be gossiping about relationships, yes, ours included, bachelor chatter, pop culture, reality TV, and really a bunch of real life stuff. Come join us and have some fun. Just search Twinning at Life on your podcast app.